to escape Soviet Russia and religious persecution there. Here's a small businessman. He's a Tea Partier. He's brave enough to go toe-to-toe with the Occupy Wall Street protesters.
And when they abolish capitalism, what are you going to replace it with, I wonder?
Socialism.
Really?
Yeah.
And what do you think is going to happen under socialism?
Well, we wouldn't have people unemployed.
Really?
We wouldn't have people hungry.
No kidding. No kidding.
We wouldn't have 5% of the world's population.
Really?
25% of
What's the difference between North Korea and South Korea, I wonder?
People in North
Korea. What's the difference between North Korea and South Korea?
The workers in North Korea get paid.
Decent
really?
Yeah. Really? And nobody imprisons them, nobody kills them, they're not dying from hunger, they do not resort to cannibalism, and people in South of Korea never heard of it. Really?
Here now is Vladimir Jaffe, the voice that you heard interrogating those characters in Lower New York. Vladimir, it's a pleasure. Welcome to Freedom Watch.
Thank you. Pleasure
you were born in Russia, you left and you came here. Why did you come to the United States?
Well, I escaped the persecution, I escaped the system that apparently this woman advocates, the system where millions of people were killed for no reason whatsoever.
What was the persecution? Religious persecution?
All of them. There were no freedoms whatsoever, none. Just the fact that they were occupying this park in the Soviet Russia, they were being dispersed, they would have been killed, imprisoned. Nobody would have ever seen them ever again.
Were you surprised that she made no sense whatsoever when she tried to persuade you that somehow people, whether they work for the government or not, are better paid, better fed, and better housed in North Korea than in South Korea?
Well, I guess it wasn't that shocking. Unfortunately, I did come across people like that before, but it was so shocking that it was so ignorant. To claim that North Korea is better than South Korea, this is the best example that illustrates the difference between capitalism and dictatorship or socialism.
What happens in socialism to your personal initiative, your ability to succeed, your opportunity to acquire things in life that we all want, when the government micromanages everything you can do?
Well, there are no opportunities whatsoever. People don't understand several things when they talk about capitalism and socialism. Number one, in Soviet Russia, in the so-called socialist system, if you get something for a ruble and sell it for two, it's called profiteering, punishable by 3 years behind bars. Profit is totally illegal, was totally illegal. And when it comes to the opportunities, you cannot move from one place to another. People don't understand that there was propiska, which is still registration. You can't simply move from one town to another for better opportunities.
What do you do here in the United States that you couldn't do in Soviet Russia?
Well, just to be on the show and speak freely.
All right, I'm happy that you can speak freely and we welcome you. I meant, what do you do professionally? What
professionally,
do you earn a living?
I'm a businessman. I'm a small businessman. I have six employees in my company, in my business.
As heavy as the government regulates us here, it's probably nothing compared to what you escaped from.
Well, no comparison. You can't do business. Profit is against the law, and Barack Obama doesn't understand that.
All right. Vladimir Jaffe, it's always a pleasure. The next time you have a debate with one of those people, tape it, and we'll run it again.
Okay.
Thank you for